This is where Montana talks. Montana talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, George, I kind of ruined my little joke that I had planned here because I was going to set it up. Hey, we need to be reminded that it's, you know, you got to use your liberal, whiny journalist voice. We need to remember that it's not just murderers and rapists and child killers and sex traffickers. There's women that are coming too. There's artists that are coming too. It's good night. So the libs of TikTok shared this. Actually, let me play the local news report, the ABC7 news report for you, George, if I can. I'll just play part of it here. Oh, it's not wanting to play. Hold on. Let me try it again here. All right.
We begin in the ABC 7 Alert Center with breaking news and a warning. You may find the details of this story disturbing. A woman accused in Mexico of several murders and body dismemberments, even removing victims' hearts, is arrested in El Paso. And within the last 10 minutes, ABC 7 obtained this arrest photo. She is Michelle Angelica Pineda, also known as La Cheli. She was wanted for 5 murders in Juarez. She's also suspected of being involved in several other killings. Investigators say she crossed illegally into the U.S. and was operating on behalf of the gang Artistas Asesinos, or Assassin Artists. The FBI says Pineda was known for extreme brutality, dismembering bodies, removing hearts, and placing the hearts in front of Santa Muerte statues.
Wow. I mean, wow. She looks like a nice enough young lady. I mean, George, if we saw her at Winco later today, wow, what a nice young lady.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
That's
there,
right.
And that's
good
where
night.
That,
yeah.
You know, when you said she was an artist.
She's an artist.
That's a little different kind of artist.
There's
than
women.
I was
there's artists that are coming. Yeah.
Well, when your body's.
Assassin artists.
When
you're
medium as the human body, I don't know. I guess that. An artist.
And what about the reporter there? I love how these reporters, it reminds me of In Living Color once again back in the 90s. You know, you've got the white chick voice for the entire story until she gets to Michelle Angelica Pineda, and then until she gets to Artistas Asesinos, and yeah. Then she goes back to normal white girl again after that. But it's just kind of, here we go. Yeah, assassin artists,
just being
removing the hearts from their victims.
Well, you know,
another day.
Just another day in the United States under Democratic rule.
Yeah.
You know, Democrat rule, because we're a republic here, you know.
So, that's right, yeah.
Anyway, it's not surprising, and it should be a little surprising that the Biden administration, our government, so I'm going to quit calling it the Biden administration. It's our government allows parolees from foreign countries to come here. I mean, what kind of deal is that? Because if other countries won't take you if you're a parolee, most likely. For instance, I've heard this before. I checked it out. It's true. If you've had a DUI in the United States, you can't get into Canada. You cannot get into Canada with one DUI. Now you
might get one coming back from Canada.
Well,
you know.
you can write them a letter and send them about $700, and they might forgive you.
Oh, man.
So it's a tax.
Speaking of Canada, I was going to save this for the 8 o'clock hour. Canada has gone crazy under Trudeau. I'd be worried if I visited Canada. They'd lock me up and wouldn't let me out if I went up there. It's getting so crazy right now. They'd be like, we heard what you said during COVID. A heroic Missoula man targeted by the city of Missoula for cleaning up the Clark Fork River. No joke. Here's this guy walking his dog on the Clark Fork River. He sees drug needles, human feces, garbage, and more. So he cleans it up. The city is going after him instead of helping him. Boy, that's typical liberal city of Missoula politics, isn't it? Check out that full story, the reaction, and more. We've got it right now on the Montana Talks app or go to MontanaTalks.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
George is like, I got to finish this thought on this getting into Canada thing.
Yeah, so, you know, here our government's letting felons and parolees into the country on a special program, of all things. Canada won't let you in if you've had a DUI unless you send them $700 and write a letter of apology, and then the leader of that province can probably let you in. But I started asking questions about this. I'm like, that's kind of weird. And they said, yeah, well, we started that. I said, what do you mean? They said, oh, the U.S. is the ones that told Canadians they couldn't come here if they've had a DUI. So they reciprocated, and that's how this whole thing went down. So we go from not allowing our neighbors in Canada to come visit because they had one DUI, but now we'll let felons and murderers and rapists and things like that into our country because, well, they might vote Democrat. So, I, you know, you tell me who's crazy.
I was just about to jokingly say something that was going to be very offensive. Would get me in a lot of trouble. No. I was about to say something, but I didn't say it. I'm not going to say it. But I was about to jokingly say something. Man, if you didn't let Canadians into the U.S. because of a DUI, there would be no Canadians in the Flathead Valley skiing or golfing or boating. So, but I didn't say it, though, George.
I'm glad you
I held
did
back.
Not say that.
I
Aaron.
Held back.
I'm glad you did not say that. That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, where's our priorities for crying out loud? And, you know, here's the thing. We have laws for all this stuff. We already have laws. We don't need new laws. Just enforce the laws we have. And I tell you, at Tyson Foods, this is a great example. So I'm going to quit buying their products, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, State Fair, all this Tyson food products. But, you know, what about the companies that are hiring these illegal aliens? That itself is illegal, but they're not enforcing that law. But I tell you what, I don't care if you're Tyson Foods, the second biggest food producer and largest beef exporter in the United States. I think if you're a farmer, I don't care what your job is or what business you own. If you're hiring illegal aliens, then you should be fined and penalized per the law.
Well, yeah, but instead, businesses are being sued if they say they won't hire non-citizens.
SpaceX, right?
SpaceX is a perfect
example.
Hey,
we're going to hire all American citizens. Oh, the Biden administration sues them for doing that. That is ridiculous.
Yeah. For those who missed our conversation in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, Tyson Foods, let me give you some numbers on this because I don't think I included these numbers in the 6 o'clock hour. I played a clip from Jesse Waters' program last night with Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Tyson Foods closing one of its plants in Perry, Iowa, eliminating more than 1,200 jobs in the process. The news comes as Bloomberg is also reporting that the company will soon join the Tent Partnership for Refugees and will look to hire some of the more than 180,000 migrants currently in New York City. And so J.D. Vance told Waters how this is an example of the main problem of illegal immigration, which is they want to fire Americans and then hire illegals at slave wages.
Yeah, there you go. It's right there. They admit it in open that's what they're doing, and that's ridiculous.
Well, and let's see. Carrie in Franny, Wyoming, sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Corporations are all about making money. Even though it's wrong and they know it, can you blame them for hiring illegals at a way cheaper rate versus Americans at a decent wage? If the Biden administration makes it more or less legal to hire illegals, why wouldn't they? Especially for the lower level, high turnover jobs. That was from Carrie in Franny, Wyoming. Yes, well, so she's saying, hey, you know, it's Joe Biden and John Tester are allowing it. So, you know, yeah. Would you expect these corporations not to take advantage of it?
Exactly. There you go. Well, and, you know, that's what they're doing is they're taking advantage of it. But I think, you know, Aaron, I wouldn't hire illegal aliens in my business. And I don't care why. I mean, for no reason.
There's lots of things you can do, right. But that doesn't mean you do it.
Right, exactly. You know, and this is a little different, I think, than somebody saying, well, I'm just following the tax law and I'm not breaking the law. You're mad at me for not paying the taxes that legally I don't have to pay. Well, here, these companies are supposed to not hire illegal aliens per the law, and our own government is ignoring that law and encouraging to do so. So that's where the absurdity comes in. Our own government is enticing people and encouraging people to break the law. But we already know that our own president doesn't care about the Constitution because he breaks it all the time and admits it in public on air that, well, I know it's unconstitutional, but until the Supreme Court tells me to stop, I'm not going to do it. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to continue breaking the law. what, should I just go rob banks until somebody says, hey, you can't do that? Oh, well, I'm sorry. I won't do that anymore.
Yeah. By the way, you mentioned, you know, hey, you know, even farmers shouldn't be farms and rent. They shouldn't be hiring illegal aliens. Yeah, there's a legal program to have, you know, workers from other countries come here and help out on the farm. Actually, our producer, Travis, has a great write-up, an interesting write-up on our Montana Talks website right now, talking about the H-2A proposal, the H-2A program. He was at the producer profitability initiative listening sessions a couple of weeks ago and did a write-up on that. But yeah, we had a farm guy call in the other day and said, they said they add so much red tape. If you try to have workers come in here legally, they put so much red tape on that a lot of us can't even use the program. But then simultaneously, nope, the southern border is wide open for people to come here illegally. And so just none of it makes sense other than the fact that they're simply trying to plow as many Democrat voters into this country as possible so they can have a permanent grip and power over this country, over our government, as George so rightly put it just a few minutes ago. All right, lots to talk about, more to follow. I want to talk about Pyramid Mountain Lumber and more next.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Western Art Week is underway in Great Falls, Montana. And of course, the cornerstone of this week's celebration is the Russell Art Auction taking place on Saturday evening. Western artist Toby Sauer grew up in Lewistown, Montana, and he has partnered up with C. Sharp's Rifle Company out of Big Timber to feature a one-of-a-kind painting and Sharp's rifle being offered in the auction.
You know, growing up, my heroes were artists. They were Charlie Russell, you know, and to be here at the Russell with this piece. And growing up, Sharps was a huge part of, you know, the movies that I loved, and getting to work with the Sharps Rifle Company to paint this painting was a really cool experience, and I'm really excited to be here and paint, you know, hope it goes well.
The artwork, called When a Storm is on the Horizon, Carry a C. Sharps, features a cowboy horseback holding a C. Sharps rifle. The painting combines Montana artistry and craftsmanship. Zach Schofstall and his family own C. Sharp Arms and Big Timber.
Toby's art is exceptional. And to be able to inspire him with a piece and then work towards a historically based piece with a rifle based on a historical rifle shipped out west in 1875. And inspired Toby's cowboy, I think it's just super cool, and I'm real excited about it.
To see the painting and rifle selling in lot number 94 at the Russell Auction this Saturday, visit my Facebook page, Lane Nordlund, Ag Broadcaster.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, George, I was just thinking, man, we really want to get controversial. We really want to get controversial. But I got to ask our buddy Brent Jordan about that one. I got to get his take on that one, because before we open up that can of worms, the male barrel rider who won over $1 million at that American rodeo, and he just got viciously attacked online and on social media comments. But
okay, but I have not heard.
No, I'm not going to draw you into that one. I'm not gonna. You're gonna start drawing fire over that. But all the ladies defended him. You know, like Lisa Lockhart and the other. They all came in and defended him. But yeah. I got to get Brent Jordan on one of these days to talk about that one, because yeah. Anyway.
Well, so. I want to talk more about chili dogs, because that's all I can think about right now.
Well, now I'm hungry. Now, okay, you start talking.
What do you got down there for?
I got my Ranch Dorados. These are the Ideal Protein Billings Last Diet protein chips. You want some? Here, you have some too. There you go.
I want a chili dog, but I'm trying to figure out what American-made hot dog there is.
Oh, you know what? You could have a chili dog. And you could smash up these Ranch Dorado protein chips and just sprinkle them on. It'd be like, I got a buddy, a military buddy. He grew up actually in South America, and his wife is from Brazil, and so she made Brazilian hot dogs one time, and they like smash up like these almost like Frito-Lay corn chips, almost kind of a little spice on. So that's like a Brazilian hot dog.
I got it.
We can make an ideal protein little, you know, sprinkled on there. But anyway, so BillingsLastDiet.com. By the way, if you want some protein chips of your own, you want to lose some weight and get some healthy snacks. So, George, we were talking about, what hot dog is even an American hot dog? What is the all-American hot dog anymore? Well, you talk, I'm going to eat my chips.
It's hard to tell because I've been looking. You'll be going down a rabbit hole, I'll tell you, with this for sure. But so I was thinking, well, what about Bar S? No, Bar S is Smithfield, and that's owned by the Chinese, right? So then I found that Kirkland hot dogs are actually made by Costco in their own plant. So that's how they can maintain quality and that sort of thing.
But where do they get the meat from?
Well, I don't know that yet. I've only had a few minutes. Yeah, I don't know if that's possible. But you know what? Until I know different, Ballpark is out and Nathan's is out because Nathan's, well, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Nathan's is owned by Smithfield, that's owned by the Chinese. Bar S is a Mexican company. So I'm going to go buy some Kirkland hot dogs. I'm going to have a chili dog. And then until I find out that I can't eat that anymore, right? So that's my plan.
Oh, I got a funny military story about chili dogs in Africa. Oh, man. We were on the rotator flight in Norfolk, Virginia, all the way over to Djibouti, and you stop. And, of course, we got stuck in Norfolk because the flight didn't get out, so we enjoyed downtown Norfolk. And then we got a layover in Rota, Spain. That was unfortunate. You know, had to go, you know, had to spend the night in Rota, Spain. And then, yeah, then I think we landed in Bahrain very quickly, and then we ended up in Djibouti. And so our team, when we finally showed up, we just looked horrid. I mean, we hadn't shaved, and we had And so the master sergeant, the Montana master sergeant that greeted us was like, what in the heck is wrong with you guys? As he chewed on his chili cheese dog.
Chili cheese chow dog.
In Djibouti.
I never had a chili dog in the Navy, so I don't know. We didn't have those on my ship. We had a lot of Cornish hen. I remember that because it's cheap.
See, you should have been a submariner. Did you hear my chat? We had the USS Montana guys on the show earlier this week.
I missed it.
They were great. Go back. You'll have fun listening to it. I got a lot of great messages after that conversation. So we had the commander of the USS Montana, which is a submarine. Mm-hmm. And by the way, because I dropped your name a couple of times in this interview because I said, okay, as an Army guy, I don't know the proper pronunciation. I said submariner. And a lady chewed me out. Thank you for doing that. She said, Aaron, it's submariner. And I was like, okay, what is it? And then I asked you, and you said, we just call them bubbleheads. So
bubbleheads.
But Commander Quimby said, you know, he doesn't really care. You can call him whatever. But he said he uses submariner. So I'll go with that one. But we also had the head chef, the culinary guy. That's his MOS. He is the chef. And because submarine duty, you're underwater for months at a time. So it's tough duty. So they want to make sure that you are fed very well. So he was saying that the best food in the Navy, the best cuisine is on submarines. And then you guys who are, you know, on those aircraft carriers, they just gave you Cornish hens or whatever.
Yeah, 5,000 people there. Like, how do we cook for 5,000 people? You'd think they'd have that figured out by now, but apparently not. Hey, I got a message from one of our fans, obviously, about
hot dogs. Use air quotes on that?
Hot dogs. Hemplers, uncured beef franks. They're out of Washington. They're small batch made. So this is a great example of a small company, right, making a great product. Hemplers.
Well, and I mentioned, you know, Redneck Sausage Company out of the Flathead. I think they're on Albertson's store shelves. On the Rocks out in Warden when we were there, and they served up a bunch of breakfast. The sausage was the Redneck Sausage there. And, yeah, there's a lot of Montana businesses to support. Send us your messages.
Alert. I'm Chris Foster. A judge in Georgia rules Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is not disqualified from her Trump election conspiracy case if Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade steps down.
Attorneys for former President Trump and several of his associates had asked the judge to disqualify the DA from prosecuting the case. They argue Willis's romantic relationship with Prosecutor Wade creates a conflict of interest.
Fox's Jonathan Seri in Atlanta. There are reports of at least 3 tornado deaths in Ohio, with injuries and severe damage also reported in Indiana. This man in Russell's Point, Ohio, says warning sirens went off.
5 minutes later, it sounded like a freight train coming through our front room, and we were hunkered down under a blanket on the floor. And it lasted quite a while. It really scared us.
There's also storm damage in Kentucky and in Arkansas. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, I had 60 seconds there to eat a few more of my ideal protein ranch Dorado protein chips here because George keeps talking about food all morning. But that's all right. We get up so early for this show that it's a mid-morning snack time anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yes. And Aaron, I'm so fired up. I just keep going from one thing to the next to the next. But, you know, I saw this story that I wanted to mention because we were talking about we have a program to bring felons and parolees from Haiti and other countries into the United States. These aren't necessarily the people we want, but there's a program. The headline from military.com is visas for Afghans who helped U.S. military running low amid congressional gridlock. So I think it's important to remember that our government promised these people that put their lives on the line, their families' lives on the lines, and everybody they knew lives on the line to help our military while they were over there. And they were promised that they would be brought to the United States for everything they did. And we abruptly left them there, the vast majority of them, and broke that promise and did not get them out of there. And so now here Congress is having a gridlock. They're not getting enough visas to finally bring these people over that we promised we would, but yet send your Haitian felons over. We'll take them.
Yeah, and all these other people. Yeah, it's crazy. Back to this whole, you know, American-made meat conversation. You know, what is an all-American hot dog anymore? How do you find it? Who do you find it? I was thinking, because you were saying, what's that company? They do Wagyu beef, too, right, with their hot dog? Even in a, they yes. do Wagyu and a hot dog, even?
Yeah, this Hempler's.
That was at Hempler's, yeah. So Wagyu beef, you know, Avalanche Ranch, our friend Jocelyn Cahill, Jocelyn Galt, the maiden name there, but that's Avalanche Ranch. They got the Wagyu beef. We just chatted with Reminisce Angus Brian Massard the other day. Man, you've got Anthem Snacks out of Bozeman. You've got High Country out of Lincoln. For these are more jerky companies, of course, but you know, I mean, there's
that's
so
where
many
bad
Montana
hot dogs go to die.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, not anymore. They're taking the choice cuts of beef now.
Yes, they are.
And they're putting the good stuff in there. So, yeah,
of course,
no, it's great.
I happen to think hot dogs are pretty choice myself.
I'll take it.
Every now and then.
It's just like sometimes it's just a craving, isn't it?
It is.
Like,
yeah. It really is. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Everybody's going to want to do a Billings Last Diet tune-up after this conversation. Let's go to Jerry in Billings. Jerry, what's on your mind?
I got to mention Cloverdale Foods over in Mandan. Used to haul load after load of quality pork products out of there. And then another thing, too, you talk about Bevelheads. The right here, about 2 blocks over from us, we had Rodney Locke. He was in charge. He was an admiral in charge of the nuclear navy for years. He retired from that position.
Really? Oh, wow. Hey, shoot me an email with more info on him and his backstory. That'd be great to hear. Thanks.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. We've got a few Montana Talks app messages that have come in. George, this is a cool one. I don't know if you heard this, but we did a ticket giveaway. We had 2 pairs of tickets to give away for the Journey Toto concert. It was at the Metro in Billings. I think it was Wednesday night. Anyway, one of our ticket winners was a listener in Shepherd. And got this message. Just wanted to thank you for the tickets to Toto and Journey. It was a great experience for our anniversary. So not only did they win the tickets, but they got to celebrate their anniversary at the same time. So that was pretty cool. Let's see some other messages that came in here. Wendy in Bozeman says this, since we've adopted the policy to hire illegals, next they will be voting. That's, of course, the plan all along, isn't it, Wendy? Thanks for that message. And then with regard to the environmental activists and the judges, and then now the sad news that Pyramid Mountain Lumber in Seeley Lake is going to be shutting down. That news broke yesterday. Just all of those news stories combined. Wendy in Bozeman also says they want our forests to burn, referring to the environmental groups that constantly file these lawsuits and then the federal judges that constantly give them our money and shut down our timber projects. So that's just a few messages that came in on the Montana Talks app. Here's one from Evan in Belt.
Oh, he's always got a good take.
He's great, isn't he? Yeah, this one came in late last night. I hope Evan is listening right now, though, because I had to look something up with the first line in his app message here. Let me read his message. As a child, I remember listening to my grandmother's mechanical clock in northeastern Montana as I was drifting off to sleep. Tick tock, tick tock. It was eerie that between the tick and the tock was silence. I think it is no coincidence that the Chinese are using this platform to silence America. People need to understand that the very things they are arguing to keep TikTok, medical needs, business opportunities, etc., are the very things they are trying to silence, taking away the very liberties our country was founded on. It is amazing to me that some people are ambivalent to this and are allowing the demise of our freedoms, thinking that the Chinese are not interested in their little corner of the world. Well, they very much care. And it is time to wake up and ban this platform. TikTok. That was from Evan and Belt.
So. See, yeah. He's got a good take on things. You know, he puts thought
into it. That was a good play in words, too, because, you know, There are people out there who think, why are they taking away our freedom to access TikTok? And it's like the Chinese are using that platform as an intelligence collection tool and as a propaganda tool to literally take away your freedoms. And
Aaron,
but they don't get it. They don't get it.
Americans are stupid. You tell them this is a communist country, our enemy, collecting your data. And they're like, I don't care. I want to watch my videos, and that's all they do. And I have friends that I've told that. Why do you keep using that? You know they're just collecting information, but I don't care.
So the other thing I loved about Evan's message there is, so he talked about his grandmother's clock in northeastern Montana. My grandma Joan in Glasgow, Montana, she had a clock. And I wonder if it had the same chime that Evan's grandma had. In northeastern, I'll bet it probably did. That's why I'm hoping he's listening right now, because he sent us the message late last night. But so this chime, I'd always remember it because when I was in my grandma's house, you know, you'd hear the dong, 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 dong.
Mm-hmm.
Then fast forward, I'm at Howard University in Washington, D.C. I'm probably the only white guy walking across the yard, as they call it. And there, Frederick Douglass Hall, I believe is the library's name, if I remember right. Either way, the library at Howard University, that same chime that my grandma's clock would play in her house in northeastern Montana would play on the hour. Mm-hmm. And I loved it because it was just like, man, it just made you feel right at home.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, so I like people that have these grandfather clocks that play those chimes and things in the background. I love that. I grew up one house over from a church on Main Street in St. Mary's, Kansas. And the church bells chimed every hour. And that was something that you just got used to. You listened to that. And at certain times, it would play a longer version of a song. And that's just kind of a good memory from back in the day, hearing those things.
Yeah, so I wonder if maybe this was the similar chime that you were used to hearing as well. Oh, hold on. Let me start it in the right spot here. So I've got it queued up here from YouTube. Dong at the end, though, is a little like, oh, man.
That one at the end is kind of ominous.
Am I in trouble with Grandma? What happened?
Oh, it just makes me think of all the things that are wrong. Yeah, that is great. And what a sound. You know, I saw a funny story recently, Aaron. It was about San Antonio, Texas, and the bells, the church bells in that town. And it was all about these people online that had visited there. And they posted comments on different travel sites and things about the bells. And you would read one comment and it would be, ah, the bells, the church bells. And then and the next comment would be, those damn bells never stop. It was great.
But yeah, so I finally had to look that up. That's apparently that is known as Westminster Quarters from its use at the Palace of Westminster. It's that's at least according to Wikipedia. I had done more research several months ago, but I had kind of written that one down because I was like, man, one day that would just be kind of fun to talk about or write about. And so there you go. Random message from Evan and Belt, and I never know what you're going to talk about on the show. We go from hot dogs to church bells. It's Freedom Friday. What the heck?
That's right. That's right. Hey, I saw something I didn't research, but I don't even think I have to really dig into it. I see
the research would be wrong anyway, because the first searches would all be fake news media reports that would get the story wrong.
So. Well, exactly. Well, there were two headlines that caught my eye. The Navy fired the commander of the USS Ohio, which is a submarine, which we were just talking about submarines. It's the third submarine commander relieved of duty in the last 7 months. And then on the same day, there's a news story that two commanders in the Marine Corps lost their commands as well, which is two on top of three other high-ranking Marines that were relieved of their commands recently. So I don't know what the hell's going on in our military, but maybe they should stop being so woke and just focus on winning wars and doing their job.
I don't know. You wonder, like, were some of these guys fired because they weren't woke enough?
I don't know.
They spoke their mind.
I could research it, but you know what? I was too tired. I said, I'm not going down that path.
By the way, so you remember Lieutenant Colonel Stu Scheller, the Marine during the COVID stuff, who finally just, he went online and said, hey, this, you know, what we're doing is wrong. And then he got out of the Marines. But anyway, he is going to be speaking in Bozeman later this year. My buddy Steve Rash shared this information with me. He's going to be the keynote speaker for their Marine Corps ball later on this year in Bozeman. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I was like, hey, can I sneak into your Marine Corps ball? And they're like, oh, yeah, come on. We let anybody come in. So
I've been to a couple of those. You know, one time.
You remember?
Oh, yeah. One time I was sitting around at the American Legion having a beverage with some friends, and this guy comes over.
It's a spritzer.
And he was he was all dressed up and ready to go, you know, and I could tell that he was a Marine. And he said something about the Marine Corps ball. And I said, yeah, well, I've been to the ball before. And he goes, the ball? I didn't know the Navy had balls. And I said, the Marine Corps ball is the one that I went to. Yeah, he was a mess.
Oh, that's funny.
He was funny. And
that's really funny.
But, yeah, I a lot of good memories there, camaraderie.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, before we get to our next break here, Evan in Belt must have been listening. He's on the phone lines right now. Evan, was that the same chime you grew up with?
Same time, Aaron, that still brings back memories of being up in Peerless, Montana at my grandma's house. So, yep, exact same chime.
Yeah. No, I tell you what, whenever I hear that chime, it brings me right back to the living room.
Absolutely. Yep. And I just, you know, that TikTok thing, I just can't understand. I'm with George. I don't understand why people, you tell them and they just don't want to care. They just think that nobody's interested in their little corner of the world, and that's totally wrong.
No, exactly right. Well, and it's like what Tim Sheehy said. I went to one of his events where he was talking to a crowd, and he said there was a poll that was done. I think it was a Gallup poll where they said young people today would rather lose their right to vote than lose their TikTok. I mean, that's what a concerning situation we're in right now. All right, back right after this.
There's talking about saving, and there's doing it. Synchrony Bank empowers you to tackle your savings goals with the newsworthy 4.75% APY on their high-yield savings account. Enjoy flexible access to your money and knowing it's earning a great rate with no monthly fees or minimums. It's never been easier to take control of your financial future. Go to synchronybank.com/radio. Member FDIC.
Fox News commentary.
President Joe is using his presidential authority to secure the border, Ukraine's border. Find out how much of your money he's doling out this time. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Joe Biden has maintained that he, despite using executive order to undo Trump's border measures, cannot or will not use his authority to stem the flow of illegals bum-rushing our country. But get this. Somehow, in some way, Joe Biden found it in his heart and within his power to authorize another $300 million worth of equipment and weapons to send to Ukraine. No, Congress did not approve this, but still, Joe did it anyway. And why? Simple. Because he is beholden to Ukraine, but he's not beholden to you. If Joe can use his power to circumvent Congress and support of Ukraine, then surely he doesn't have to wait for Congress to secure our southern border. Where there's a will, there's a way, but unfortunately, Joe's will and loyalty is to the protection and defense of a foreign nation at the expense of the taxpayers of America. What a slap in the face. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Lockwood at 2012 First Avenue North.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas and Saunas Live Well, Feel Better Studio. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I do want to talk more about this devastating news for Seeley Lake, Pyramid Mountain Lumber in Seeley Lake shutting down. I want to get to that. I think I'll save that, though, coming up here for the 8 o'clock hour of the show. That's when our friends from the Flathead and listeners down in the Seeley Lake area, neck of the woods, will be joining us. So we'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Plus, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, has a daily reminder. All these people are effing insane. I'll tell you what that tweet is all about coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well. That's kind of an easy one, though.
Which people? Because there's a lot of people that are insane. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, well, let's just say they're wearing masks, and they're protesting Israel, and they're protesting the New York Times, and, they're mad at the New York Times because the New York Times published a story detailing how Hamas raped a bunch of women on October 7th. So the pro-Hamas protesters wearing their COVID masks still are mad at the New York Times.
Yeah, because they pointed out the fact that all of these Hamas terrorists went over there and raped a bunch of women.
Yeah, they're mad at the New York Times.
Can't talk about that.
So there you go. Your daily reminder. All these people, and by them people, are effing insane. Hey, George, this is kind of a cool story. Remember, this was a few years ago. We had like a whole crew, five or six of us, one Veterans Day in here. Our buddy Jim Lish was in here, a whole bunch of other great veteran friends. And then we're all like, hey, let's go grab breakfast after the show was done. So we went down just three floors beneath us here. We're at the top floor of the DoubleTree Hotel.
I remember that day.
Yeah, we went down to the Montana Sky Restaurant, had a nice breakfast, nice view. You get the same view that we get here on the top floor, looking out over the Beartooth Mountains. Well, now they've got a brand new chef and a whole new menu. So same great view, brand new chef, brand new kitchen team. So George and I are good because we're eating our Ideal Protein chips from Billings Last Diet right now. But for those of you who don't have your protein snacks, you're going to be hungry because they're doing a special Easter menu as well for March 31st, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. braised lamb in red wine and Kalamata olives. They're going to have New Orleans barbecue shrimp. You know they're going to have the beef, the prime rib carving station, ham carving station, and then all sorts of incredible desserts, tres leches, mini ganache and brownie cheese. Okay, I'll better stop there. Anyway, Montana Sky Restaurant, 20th floor of the Doubletree Hotel. They're open for breakfast and dinner. And like I say, I went down there, had a great steak a couple weeks ago. I got to meet the chef. Cool team there. George, let's see. What do you want to talk about before we run out of time? I got one more thing for you.
What do you got?
So you were talking about our Navy sailors, and I know we should probably wrap up on a lighter note, but we've been joking around for most of the hour anyway. And Magazine, AND Magazine, Sam Faddis is a former CIA operations officer. He made a great point. I shared this via Twitter as well. You are paying to arm the Houthis so they can keep shooting at our sailors. He's basically making the point that because we're allowing all this money to continue to flow to Iran, and that, for those of you who have sailors in the Navy right now that are getting shot at by the Houthis, you're paying for those.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
You're paying for that, by the way.
Democrats.
You're paying for your kids to get shot at while they sail for the U.S. Navy.
All of Congress, thank you for doing that. You know, I remember a president that stopped all that money going to Iran, that froze their assets, that had a huge impact on curbing the violence from that country. But, you know, everybody thought he was bad, but more Middle East peace treaties than any president in our history. Just one thing, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but in this report, he points out how the Biden administration earlier this week reapproved a sanctions waiver that unlocked roughly $10 billion in frozen funds for the Iranian government. So Joe Biden and Tehran John Tester have allowed the funds to continue to flow to Tehran, and they continue to shoot the missiles right at your sons and daughters in the U.S. Navy.
Yeah, we got to get Tester out of office. Don't vote for him, veterans, because he's just making a fool out of you.
That's right. All right, George Blackard, Freedom Friday, always good to see
you. Thanks, sir.
We got to go get breakfast downstairs again one of these days. Let's do it. But we got the protein chips for now to get us through the rest of the show here.